Are we?
Now, something that is very spooky is when you read about somebody who is Britain's number one stand-up comedian, performing in every venue imaginable, including the London Palladium. And yet, I can remember having a cup of tea when we didn't even know that either of us was going to do anything, really. But let's go quickly and say hello to Pauline Daniels. Very good day. Welcome, Pauline.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and,
the weather beautiful in Spain.
It's absolutely gorgeous today. Absolutely gorgeous.
It's horrible here in Birkenhead.
Yeah, well, we've also got a weather report from Cornwall, which apparently is throwing it down there as well.
Oh, well, we're not raining, but we're very cloudy and very, very windy.
Yeah. Now, Pauline, look, the more that I'm reading about you, the more I'm remembering that I had no idea that you even wanted to get into the business when you used to pop next door and have a cup of tea with Mary and, we were practising and everything. So where did you get this idea? How did you start becoming a comedian?
Well, it was a bit accidental, really. In fact, everything I've done has been fairly accidental. But I went to a... Do you remember the tavern in Wallasey?
Oh, yes, yeah. Ronnie Wood's place, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. Well, I went there and they had a song competition on. I'd had a few to drink and I got up and sang. And although I didn't win the song competition, the band asked me if I'd join the band. So I thought, well, why not? Bit of a laugh. So I did that for about 6 months and then decided to go on the road as a singer. And then, bit by bit, the chat in between songs got bigger and funnier and it just took over, really. And then in 1983, I did a television programme where I did a little bit of a mini musical at the end of it. And the Playhouse rang me and asked, did I fancy doing a musical? And then I have not looked back since then, so I've moved from from singer to comedian to actress, so it's been quite a nice journey, but an accidental one all the way.
Yeah, and the more that you look at people that get into comedy, you also realise that very often there's a very, very serious side that wants to also be there. And, looking at your acting, you've actually done some fantastic stuff. Which has been the one that you yourself would choose and say, that was the piece that I really enjoyed doing more than anything?
Well, I can't deny that Shirley Valentine is the one, because I have, since 1991, done it every single year, somewhere in the world. So, I can't deny that Shirley's been, for me, the best role. When I think about it, she's saved theatres, she's put computers in schools. I've done it to raise money for disabled toilets and lifts in different theatres, and so Shirley's been a big part of my life since 1991. So she's probably the best role I've ever had. Having said that, I've done some absolutely fabulous stuff. I mean, on the opposite side of the coin, because Shirley's obviously, they class it as a comedy, although there's a lot of poignancy in it.
Yeah.
And it is a one-woman play. Not a lot of people know that when they turn up at the theatre. They're expecting all the other characters. So it's quite a tough role, but being a stand-up comic, I'm used to being on my own on stage, so it was a delight for me. But I've done things like Annie Wilkes in Misery, and which was wonderful. I just this year have done September in the Rain, which was a fabulous John Godber piece, just a two-handed play. So there's been lots and lots of things that I've thoroughly enjoyed. But I've got to be honest and say, at this moment in time, I'm having the biggest buzz ever. Again, in another Willie Russell, playing Mrs. K, the teacher in Our Day Out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just absolutely knocked out reading all the things that you've done, and, it's inspirational, especially these days, because it would almost appear that people have just got to say, there's only the X Factor or something like that, or Britain's Got Talent. There are other ways that you can get into the work that you want to do as well, aren't there?
There certainly are, but unfortunately for the young people of today, my way involves working damn hard. And they don't seem to want to do that, which is a bit of a shame. They seem to want instant fame, And it doesn't always, well, we know by the amount of people that have been consistent since Pop Idol and X Factor have been on air, there's not that many that have actually stuck in there and are still at the top. I mean, maybe Will Young, Leona Lewis, and maybe Alexander Burke. I know that Ray Quinn, who was a Liverpool lad, has done extremely well because he always wanted to do musical theatre, and that's where he is now. So that gave him the ability to do that. But then Ray was a child actor. He was in Brookside, and he was a wonderful little actor. So therefore, he had worked hard, and he had done he'd served his apprentice.
Yeah, because...
It's one of those things. It's not easy my way, but it's more enjoyable and more rewarding and more consistent.
And why do you think that there aren't as many ladies that want to do stand-up and take that hard road? Because there definitely doesn't seem to be as many as the guys that still want to do it.
No, there isn't, which is a bit of a shame, really. There's a girl at the moment who I absolutely adore called Sarah Millican. She's from the North East, and she's doing fabulously. She's really making headroads into the stand-up comedy, because a lot of the sort of, you get the Catherine Tates and Katie Brand, but they're not pure out-and-out stand-ups, whereas Sarah is. And I find it, I've always found it hard to believe that there aren't as many women, because the matriarch is always the funniest creature in the house, normally.
True.
I think maybe, I don't know, maybe the fact that they've got other more important things to do, like running homes and bringing kids up, probably that takes a lot of them away from what they might want to do, you know. I mean, I meet a lot of women now who've got kids who have grown up and would love to start doing stand-up. So it's one of those things. I think women get taken down a different path. And also, when I started, it wasn't very nice for a woman to be a stand-up comic. You know, it wasn't very feminine. It wasn't very ladylike. And so it was difficult. It's a lot easier now, and I'm sure that, you know, eventually, well, hopefully we'll see more women coming through.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more women coming through.
Well, I'll tell you what, I really was chuffed to see, and this was that you've had an award from the Liverpool John Moores University in recognition of the work you do, because quite frankly, I think a lot of people don't realise that, you know, to actually make people laugh and have to turn it on despite what you might be feeling yourself is such a hard part of life. And, you know, in our history, if you like, you know, it was the king's bone from the table being thrown out to the court jester. That is a great recognition. Tell us about the background to that.
Well, I also, 3 years ago, well, nearly 4 years ago now, there was an empty space in Seale Street in Liverpool, and it was an art gallery, and I took that over, and I actually nicked some old seats from the Floral Pavilion in New Brighton, which was being refurbished, and I started a little theatre, it's only 80 seats, called the Actors Studio, and since being there, I've helped a lot of young people get to be where they want to be, and a lot of new writers move on, which has been fabulous. I've got one girl who, at the moment, just got the Sir John Gielgud bursary at Bristol Old Vic, which is, there's only one of them, and I'm so proud of her. She's a fantastic actress, and a name to look out for, Emma Lisi, in the future.
Yeah.
But I've got about another four or five kids who have gone to Liverpool Theatre School. I've got a couple going to Lipa this year, which is fantastic. I've got writers that have gone on to write for theatres in London. One particular writer in Liverpool has been taken under Jimmy McGovern's wing. So John Moores actually, and it was like a big punch in the face. I had no idea. It was the biggest shock and surprise of my life. But I got the honorary fellowship last year for my continued contribution to the world of performing arts, which takes in everything I do, you know, performing itself and acting and singing and comedy and doing what I've done in my little theatre, which is which is a great buzz, you know. I mean, you never make any money running a theatre. In fact, I'm just looking at the bills I've got to pay at this moment in time. But it's a great reward when you see people go on and do great things.
Yeah, well done. And I was really, really very impressed when I saw that. Now, you came to Benidorm and, of course, enjoyed the night at the Palace and everything.
Yes.
So, are you coming back ever?
I'd love to come back to the Palace in Benidorm. Love to. It was absolutely wonderful. It's a fabulous gig to do. So I'd love to. And I've been to Benidorm several times with, organised groups which brought in their own entertainment, you know. So we used to do the Hotel Nerio.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, used to do there. But it was only forever the 400 or 500 groups that were brought with us on a particular package. Yes, I'd love to do the Palace. It's fantastic. Who knows?
If that isn't a cue for us to try and get something sorted out, nothing will.
Yes, please.
Listen,
that'd be nice.
Paulie, it's lovely to talk to you again, and really, really pleased that, you know, I can look back and think, well, you know, that's absolutely wonderful. All that hard work has paid off.
We've had a fantastic week this week because we opened in our day out at the Royal Court, and we're hoping to get to the West End with it. And it's Willie Russell has updated it to a brand new musical, and on our press night, on Friday, we got 5 stars in The Guardian. Now, it doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely fantastic. OK, well, who knows? It might even come over as a play to Benidorm, maybe to the Palace or something like that. That would be a bit
fantastic.
Special.
Yeah, it would be wonderful.
Pauline, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for joining me.
And you, and lots of love to everyone out there. I've got relations out there in Casada. I'm sure they'd be listening, and lots of love to everyone who's on holiday and coming home. And if you are coming home, you're coming back to Liverpool, we're there till the 9th of October.
Lovely. Thanks, Pauline. Bye-bye now.
Cheers, friends. Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
La mejor variedad musical, las 24 horas del día. En La Cosa Blanca, Cool FM.
That was Pauline Daniels there. Absolutely wonderful career, and she's doing so well, as you heard. And who knows, we might get her to come and perform again here in Benidorm. Let's get on with the Challenger 2, then we'll get to Don Woods back in the UK. If you know who it is, text in 696 748 040.